Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, 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 I, Melcom, Melcom, good, Ehud, first day, Royal Amharic, Melcom, Ehud, Shabuah Tov, we say Shabuah, the seven coming forward with the first day, right here, the Yom HaRishon, first day, beautifully good, right here. We call this right here the Sunday service in grace. No such thing as Sunday in the Royal Amharic in the Hebrew, but it's the first day service right
here. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
So here we are in the 47th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. And it's interesting, we had left off with the sixth Aliyah, the sixth reading. On the Shabbat, there are seven readings. So the Torah portion, the reading and feeding, sabbatical study, is divided into seven parts, so like day by day we can go through it. And the theme, Chavarim, the theme, Gwaden Yoch, right, fellows, companions, Chavarim in the Hebrew, Gwaden Yoch, Bamarinya, one of the themes, there's many themes right here, but one of the themes is giving to the poor, giving to the poor, giving to the poor. And it's interesting, because in the sixth Aliyah, it speaks of the sabbatic year, the Shemitah, what's known as the Shemitah year, the year of release. What an economy, divine economy. At the end of every 7 years, thou shalt make a Shemitah, a release. And this is the manner of the Shemitah release. Every creditor that lendeth aught to his neighbor shall release it. He shall not exact it of his neighbor or of his brother, because it is called Yahuwah Shemitah. Jehovah, he who be, we be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the names, release. What does this mean, Chaburi? Means that, you know, when we do the business, you know, from year in and year out, when we come to the seventh year, all debts are released amongst I, among Shah people, among the Beit Yisrael, and for I, the Beit, the Beit Haras, the Fari, that all credit, all debts are released. This is loving your neighbor, loving your brother. Every creditor that lendeth aught to his neighbor shall release it. This here we're reading from Deuteronomy chapter 15 at verse 2. So talk about business. We talk about the Torah. It speaks of the nine areas, the nine plus, but the nine areas, as Amos Wilson and also Dr. Francis Kress Welsing pointed attention to the nine areas of people activities, HaTorah, Jah's direction, instruction, Ainai mother, the Torah. Jah says his sons, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, thy Abba, forsake not the law, the Torah, of thy mother, and here in her Torah, right? What does mama say? Jah, right? Jah has told us to hear, right? The law of the mother, right? To overstand the divine double helix, even the divine feminine, Chokmah, wisdom, Tibet, Sophia, the Hebrew Sophia from the beginning. Every creditor that lendeth aught to his neighbor shall release it. So we come to the seventh year, and so we have to really meditate, reason, and meditate on this, right? This is a very good situation, very good condition for job people, right? Every creditor that lendeth aught to his neighbor. Now, that doesn't mean that if you owe your brother something, you're going to wait, because that's some ratchetness right there. You're going to wait till the Shemitah year, right? But it means that all the debts are canceled. The ledger is canceled. And, you know, other ones that call themselves Jews, they do this. So we wonder why. Well, how come them have? How come such and such? Because this is what was given to I. John says in the prophets and even the new covenant, he says that that he will raise up a people who are no people to provoke us to zealousy. One might call it jealousy, to be zealous for Yahweh. But now, in verse 3, it says, of every foreigner, that means those who are not of Jah people, every foreigner, every other nation, thou mayest exact it again. So the credits, you know, the debt remains on the book for the Ferengjo, for the foreigners, for the other nations. But that which is thine with Ahika, the I brother Ahika, or Wendemeh Bamarinya, thine hand shall release. He says, except or save, except when there be no poor, no pole among you. For Yahuwah, Jehovah shall greatly bless thee, bless I and I in the land, that he who be, who he be, I and I Elohim, giveth to I and I, for an inheritance to possess it, to possess heart. And he says right here to I and I, only if, can you say only if thou, speaking to I and I as a corporate mind, all of I and I as one mind, only if thou carefully hearken to the voice, the vocal of Jehovah, the I Elohim, to observe, to do all these commandments that I command thee this day. This is why we share this right here. Hope one don't get tired to hear, the voice of his majesty right here. Because interesting, because even the Israelites at Sinai, at Sinai, the sons at Sinai, it is said they heard the first one or two commandments, and they said, we really can't hear no more. Moshe, you hear what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be the name, say. And you tell us, but here is what Garmawi Nagusa Nagas, Garmawi Halasalashi says, for I and I and for that nation, yes, sir.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and elaborate on.
Say what? We maybe elaborate. Let's elaborate. Rastaman, elders said, come, make a reason. Let's say reason on this. Right, reason on this right here. Here we're in Deuteronomy chapter 15. Just a reasoning here at the beginning of the Sunday service, first day service right here on the air and in the iris. Reasoning on the previous aliyah, the sixth aliyah here at Deuteronomy chapter 15, concerning the cancellation of debt to our brothers and our neighbors in the community of Jah people. So here at verse 6, it says, for Jehovah thy Elohim blesseth thee as he promised thee. The promises of Jehovah, yea and amen. And thou shalt lend to many nations. Do we do that? Once lost, now found. Black Beta Yisrael, do we lend to many nations? Oh, why do you think that's so? Do we keep Jah's commandment, the Torah? That's why. That's the reason why. For Jehovah thy Elohim, Exiyar Amlake, blesseth thee as he promised thee, and thou shalt lend to many nations, but thou shalt not borrow. Interesting little footnote here is that this is black peoples in America, especially in the Americas, but also in the Caribbean, but especially in the Americas. Right, we have a very large, I could say, monies amongst us. You know what I mean? But it goes out; it doesn't even circulate one time, much less two times or three times. So how could we lend to many other nationalities? We rather borrow from other nationalities. Repent, have a change of mind. Here. He says, "But thou shalt not borrow." And thou shalt reign, that means rule, regulate and rule over many nations and nationalities. I mean, they love with music, they love with swag and all of this and that, but we don't really rule over them. We still have to borrow. And thou shalt reign over many nations and nationalities, but they shall not reign or rule over thee. If there be among you a poor man of one of thy brethren within any of thy gates in thy land, that Jehovah thy Elohim, Hilehim, thy power, giveth thee, thou shalt not harden thine heart, nor shut thine hand from thy poor, thy poor brother, thy poor Wendem. See, that's ratchetness right there. But thou shalt open thine hand wide. Say wide. Yes, I, Rastafari, say thou shalt open thy hand wide to him and shall surely lend him sufficient for his need in that which he wanteth. Wanteth. It's interesting because want in the King James Version of the Bible means lack. Means lack. That's why it says, Jehovah's I and I shepherd, I and I shall not want, shall not lack. But if it so happens we have a poor one amongst I and I, and he lacketh, Jah says to I and I that I and I who have are to open I and I hand wide to him, and shall surely lend him sufficient for his need in that which he wanteth, that which he lacketh. This is the part right here, zooming in on this right here, Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 9, concerning the sabbatical year, the sabbatical year. Beware, be aware, beware that there be not a thought in thy ratchet heart, thy wicked heart. John know his people. He know I and I. What he says to us, that's why he warns us. Beware that there be not a thought in thy wicked heart, saying, the seventh year, the year of release is at hand, and thine eye be evil against thy poor brother. That's the evil eye right there. Nemharic is called like the Buddha. It's actually called Buddha, the Buddha eye. The evil eye is called the Buddha eye, right? The evil eye against thy poor brother. People talk about, you know, it's all voodoo and obia and this and that. But this right here, they said, bad mind is worse than obia. Because what did Jah say? Jehovah say, beware that there be not a thought in thy wicked, thy ratchet heart, saying the seventh year, the year of release, the Shemitah year is at hand, and thine eye be evil against thy poor, emphasis poor, brother. The Ebion, the Ebionim, the Ebion, the poor brother, and thou givest him naught, nothing. And he cried to Jehovah against the eye, and it be sin, it be awkward, it be fokori to the eye. That's it there. He says in verse 10, thou shalt surely give him, and thine heart shall not be grieved. Be grieved. That's what it says in the word. It says, harden not thy heart. People apply to all these other things, but not to the financial, economical, the basic necessities. Thou shalt surely give him, and thine heart shall not be grieved when thou givest him, because that for this thing, Jehovah, thy Elohim, Hilehim, thy power, shall bless thee. And all thy work. So we hear ones and ones among I and I people say, you know, work so hard and nothing works out and everything bad, bad, bad. But it could be, it probably is, based on Jah's word here, based on the context, what the master said, we may elaborate, just a little elaboration. It says, thou shalt surely give him, and thine heart shall not be grieved, because our heart is under I and I mind, you know, management. Right? And thine heart shall not be grieved when thou givest to him. It's like the little skit where somebody gives somebody a dollar and the person grabs a dollar and the other person keep holding it. Right? Be grieved. Be grieved when thou givest to him, because why? Because why? Because that for this thing, this king, Jehovah, Eloheka, thy Elohim, thy power, shall bless thee for this thing, because we give Jehovah shall bless thee in all thy works, all thy walks, and in all that thou puttest thine yad, thy hand, in Hebrew the yad is one word for hands, ayad too. For the poor, now here's an interesting point right here, connected with the earlier part of the chapter, chapter 15. For the poor shall never cease out of thy land. Now compare that up here with verse 4, Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 4. Save, that's the sense of except, when there shall be no poor among you. Somebody say, oh, there's a contradiction. Verse 4 says, save except when there be no poor among you. Right? Then they go to verse 10 of the verse 11, for the poor shall never cease out of that land. But we have the homies, we have our homies, our brothers and our neighbors, right? And then we have the stranger that cleaveth to Jehovah as well. For the poor shall never cease out of the land. So it's no contradiction. Come, make reason. Therefore I command thee, I saying, Lemor, thou shalt open thy hand wide to Achita, to Wendemir, to thy brother, and it says, and, right, it says right here, thou shalt open thine hand wide to thy brother, to thy poor, and to thy needy. Remember the poor and needy in thy land. Yes, I, Rastafari. We'll pick up a little bit more on this right here. Let's rise up the chant. Fred Locks, voice of the poor. Of the poor, connected right here with the sixth aliyah from Deuteronomy chapter 15. Like to hit the studio, do a redo, or share this with the Levitical brothers and sisters, the singers and players of instrument. Stretch forth thy hand, O brother. Open wide thy hand, O brother. Throw some shekels, I and I way. Some bird, I and I way. So here we have the seventh Aliyah coming forward right here. But let's just go over a little synopsis, following through with the words of Gurmawi, Ngusa Nagas, His Imperial Majesty, Baba John Hoy, his instruction, direction to I and I to fulfill the 10 words, the 10 commandments. So here for Re'e, for this Shabbat Re'e. So for this Parashat Re'e, this reading and feeding, it begins with a dramatic appeal to choose to obey the commandments, the imperatives of He who be, who be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. See, Re'e, I set before you Baraka U'Kalala, Baraka, a blessing, and Kalala, a curse or consequences, the vision of the consequences. Seen, Re'e, sight, Neho, look, see, here it is, a Baraka, a blessing if, conditional, if you follow Chaylehem, Ha Elohim, Alahayim, the power's ways. But a kalala, a cuss, if you turn to idolatry and forsake the way of Jehovah. In either the case, each individual is personally responsible to make their own choice. And in the specific context of Torah, each mandem, speaking to the mind, to whom more is given, more is required. A formal ceremony would later be held on the mountains of Gerizim and Ebal. Now we're going to look into the metaphysical Bible dictionary of what does Gerizim mean, Chabrim and Ebal, the names of these mountains here in the Brit Chadasha, in the new and the living way that he has consecrated for us through the veil. So not according to just the temporal type, but also the iritical, the spiritual type. What is the meaning of Gerizim? And what is the meaning metaphysically, metaphysically speaking of Ebal? So later, a formal ceremony will be held on the mountains of Gerizim and Ebal immediately after entering the promised land. So another context of this is that this will go into full effect when the people enter, when they repatriate, when they aliyah, when they enter into the land, sustainable repatriation, where the consequences of the baraka, the blessing, and the kalala would be pronounced, word, sound, power. Moshe Rabbeinu Moses then continued his speech, his sermon, further explaining and expounding on the Torot. Torot is directions, instructions, often interpreted as laws, but Torah comes from Yara. Yara means to, like, stretch forth the hand in the sense of pointing the finger, directing, to aim in that sense. Torot, the direction, instructions, the people must observe. First of all, they must entirely destroy the worship, the religion, the shrines of the inhabitants of the land, burning all the idols and tearing down all altars of sacrifices in what's called the bamot, the high places. Next, after Ha'am settled in the land, they were to establish a permanent worship site that was dedicated to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Sacrifices were to be brought only, to Chaylehem, to the power's chosen place called the Makom. Though kosher animals may be slaughtered and eaten in their new settlements, provided none of its blood was consumed. Getting a context of this, so the sacrifices in the worshipful sense must be brought to the place that Jah chose to set Shemo Sham. Shemo, his name, Sham, Zaya. Although the kosher animals could be slaughtered and eaten in their new settlements, provided that none of its blood was consumed. Blood and the fat, actually. It's interesting nowadays you talk about trans fats and everything. Well, Jah already was holistic before they even knew what the word was. Moshe, he also warned Ha'am, Jah people, to be wary, to beware of false prophets who might attempt to entice them into worshiping what the Hebrew scriptures call the Elohim Acharim. Elohim, it's an interesting word. It comes from the Hayil, power. And it's a plural sense of the word, but the plural sense, like to say, gods, is only applied with the other gods. Why is this? Because when you study the Hebrew, the verb, whenever Elohim, a word that could be translated as powers, is used for Yahuwah, Jehovah, the Hebrew verb is always singular, like in the beginning. Bereshit bara, bara, not baru, baru, baru means they. It says barahi, bereshit, in reshit. It says that wisdom, hokma, she is the reshit. She is the principal, or in Proverbs 4 and 7, KJV translation, the principal thing. Bereshit, in wisdom, bara Elohim, bid Elohim, hailahim, create hashemayim veha'aretz. So, the other gods, in Hebrew, is Elohim Acharim. Acher in the Hebrew, Acher, Bamarinya, we say Chwala, Acher. Same word, but just different mother tongue, so to speak, right? Acharim means like afterwards, after, like back. So we could interpret it as backward gods or other gods or gods that people made up later on, right, after they had forsaken or forgotten the way of the true Elohim. I mean, even the Canaanites and the otherites and the Edomites and the Ammonites and the Moabites, related people to the Israelites, within the scripture, it proves that even they got their land because Yahuwah, Jehovah, had given it to them. But with the Canaanites, they at one time worshiped Yahuwah. That's why they find Yahuwah, the name YHWH, they find El, like some idol, some man, and they say, oh, look, that's the Canaanite God. No. What happened was that they went away from the true worship and they made up stuff, like all these different denominations of Christianity. We know that Christianity, or the way of Christ today, by and large, is not the way of the Moshiach from such a time when they were called Nazarenes. So worshiping other gods, worshiping gods that come afterwards, backward gods, other people, OPP gods. Someone guilty of seducing Ha'am, Jah people, to engage in idolatry was to be executed. Even, and this is the key thing right here, right? Even though we're in the new covenant, the renewed covenant, and there's more irriticality, spirituality, the basic principles, the first principles, the reshis, still applies. Even if they were a family member, cut them off. Where's mama? It's papa. It's my brother, my sister. Back in the days, see, you fall away from the covenant. Maybe the Canaanites did the same thing. Likewise, a settlement that later embraced idolatry must be entirely destroyed. Just as the Afro-Canaanite settlements were destroyed. So that means that even for the Israelites, if later on they went from Chaylehem, the true power, to other powers, other ideologies, philosophies, gods, god systems, speculation, or whatever, they were to be destroyed just as the Israelites were commanded to destroy the Canaanite, to evict the Canaanite settlements. The people were warned not to worship Yahuwah, Jehovah, he who be, who he be, his divine majesty, as they saw fit. We can take a rhema right now word for I and I, even as Rastafari. The people were warned not to worship Jehovah as they saw fit, as what they thought was right or proper, but only as directed by Ha Torah only as directed. Worship Jehovah as directed. It's a medicine. It's a healing. Like when they say on medicines and healings, you know, things for medicine, they say take, use as directed. Worship Jehovah as directed. And once again, just the first part of this right here, to hear this again, the words of His Majesty.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments,
And here for the elaboration on it, the people, Jah people, were warned, and Jah people, again, must be warned not to worship Jehovah, He who be, we be His divine majesty, as them see fit, but only as directed by Jah law, by HaTorah. Self-inflicted wounds on the body or the rosh, the ras, the head, as a sign of mourning was prohibited. Now, here's what's very interesting. We're going to ride up with the conclusion, the fulfillment right here. But this, let's just share this right here from His Majesty's autobiography. Let's see if we can find the section from His Majesty's autobiography. We'll go into a little more detail, but there's a section here in the autobiography where His Majesty is directing, as Rastafari is directing the church, being the head of the church, both in spirit and also when crowned as emperor in truth, right? He directed the church and the priests on what they were doing that was wrong, and also instructing the people not to go through all this mourning for the dead. You even cite that when he speaks concerning the passing of the empress. He basically says, give thanks and yes, your love and concern is greatly appreciated, love, but now it's back to work, back to business. Let's move forward, not to get caught up, because sometimes people be mourning for their loved ones for so long, and it really throws off their whole spiritual liberty, right? Because it's like almost like worshiping the dead. It's another aspect of that, right? It's almost like you have no trust in Jehovah, that the true good, the true God, the true power is there. Let me see if I can find this right here. Here is when His Majesty is giving instruction to the clergy. We're looking in the autobiography, book one, right here, just patience right here. He would say, Naya, Ethiopia, Arinja, my life and Ethiopia's progress. He basically says that, you know, all this, like, you know, the cutting off of the hair and the doing a lot of other things that the priests were to command the people to stop doing that, those things. But I'd like to just share where His Majesty actually says this right here. Give me a moment. We're just working on the rhema, the right now word right here. Let me see if I can find this section, just scrolling through this right here. But we had a mark in the book. But if not, right here, right now, we'll bring it forward after we fulfill this right here. Let's see where His Majesty was warning. Okay, here we go right here. Is this a section? Okay, yeah. Chapter 26 of Hiwete in Na Ye Ethiopia Erinja, my life in Ethiopia's progress, the autobiography of Ketamawi Haile Selassie, about our planning and initiating gradual improvements and reforms in the walk of the clergy. Just a little bit here and there of this. He says, beginning off, since time immemorial, the kings of Ethiopia, just as they were responsible for the entire business of government, were also in charge of the affairs of the church. You hear someone who wants to say, well, His Majesty was just a Christian. He's not the head of the church. They try to spook it out and everything. But hear what His Majesty says. Since time immemorial, the kings of Ethiopia, just as they were responsible for the entire business of government, were also in charge of the affairs of the church and state. They would select persons from among the savants and the learned and make appointments to, as well as dismissals, from office at the various churches and monasteries, and in general have the authority to control all their functions. Check, check. Let's go over here. His Majesty lists right here. He says, we brought about a progressive and step-by-step improvement in the work of the clergy as we were meeting church leaders and priors in the time left over from affairs of state. These improvements were as follows. So he goes through some of them to summarize here. It's His Majesty, because of His Majesty Kadamawi Haile Selassie, that the church even today have the books, the church books in the Ethiopic and the Amharic, right? So that the people would be able to understand what was chanted in the Ethiopic, the Amharic side by side. So a lot of the priests and the clergy of the nowadays EOTC are very ungrateful, and we call them to repent. The second item, he says, with a view to bringing about the cessation of the quarrels which flare up from time to time as regards their livelihood between deans, priests, and church custodians or abbots and monks and adjuvants who live in the various churches and monasteries, we assembled the savants and learned and made them bring along the ancient customs and rules of life. In other words, they were quarreling, the church was quarreling, right, amongst themselves, right, about who gets what and everything. So Matthew called all of the savants and the learned, bring forward the ancient customs, the rule of life of each of the churches and the monasteries by getting them to set up new and improved regulations. Great benefit was attained. Improved and newly established regulations are to be found at Zekwala, Deborah Libanos, Jerusalem, and all other monasteries. The third point that His Majesty reformed and improved things in the church is the fact that there is to be found in every church, in each church, a copy of a book known as the Metzhafet Teklil, the Metzhafet, the book of the kind of crowning, Teklil. Like Teklil, like a wreath, you know, like an athlete gets a wreath because it goes around the head. Teklil has that sense there. So the book of crowning, it constitutes proof of the existence in Ethiopia and Tobia in earlier times of a crowning ceremony at the marriage service. So you see a lot of ones who want to say, look, the Ethiopian, the Orthodox, when they marry and ones get married, it's like they incarnate like a king and a queen. That is because of what His Majesty did. However, the ceremonial of the church was progressively diminished, His Majesty says. However, the ceremonial of the church was progressively diminished, and therefore marriage by crowning was not very widespread, not even among the clergy, let alone among the people. But it is not known whether this happened at the time of the uprising of Ahmed Grain, the Mohammedan madman, backed by the Ottoman Hittite Turks, or during the extermination of Christians when Yodit of Beta Israel, Yehudi tribe of the Falasha, reigned. Nonetheless, there were many among the clergy and the people who were strengthening their marriage by receiving Eucharist, the Korban, together with their spouses. But now, His Majesty Garmawi Negus Neges says, but now we have urged the savants and the learned to preach exalting marriage by crowning. And as a result, it has again become customary. Fourth point right here, In earlier times, His Majesty says, Garmawi Negus Neges, Garmawi Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. He says in the early Iwas, early times, when a person died, his family, in arranging the Tezkar from Zakar, as in the Hebrew Afro-Shemitic, the Tezkar is a memorial service, would prepare Tela, beer, Tej, honey mead. Hydromel, Tej's honey mead, they call it, and other intoxicating matter, and would invite the priests the kahinat, to the house of the deceased, the dead. They would offer them food and drink beyond measure and would make them exceed what has been ordained. But now, love when His Majesty says, but now, since we have become convinced that conduct of this kind does not conform to the new era, the Adis Zemin, the new age, the new era, the Adis Zemin of civilization of Sultane, and is also forbidden, verboten by the holy scriptures, the Metzhaf Kedus, we have arranged that the Tezkar, the memorial service, should cease consisting of intoxicating drink and excessive amounts of food, and that instead the relatives of the deceased should have the absolution prayers performed and give, according to their means, some money to the kahinat, to the priest, for the performance of absolution. It should not, however, be forbidden to offer food and drink to the poor, provided this is done in moderation. We also urged the bishops and priors to preach in this sense, intending to be a model and example, His Majesty says, intending to be a model and example to the people. When our daughter, Princess Zineba Werk, died, we distributed gifts of money for the absolution rites among various churches and monasteries. Many people then began to do likewise. And just one more right here, just to connect with the Torah reading, right? We have a little bit more where he also reminds them of the three times in the year, which correspond to the same three times in the year in the Torah. Here, the fifth point in chapter 26 of book one of the autobiography of Kenamawi Haile Selassie, since early times, it was the custom in some provinces for some of the relatives of a deceased person to manifest mourning by cutting their hair, beating their breasts, and by general wailing. But now we have given directions to the savants to go around the various churches and to preach that the family of the deceased, the family of the dead, the family of the deceased should, apart from wearing a black patch on the edge of the dress as a sign of mourning, cease the cutting of hair, the beating of breasts, and wearing special mourning clothes. It's interesting because some of these customs that His Majesty had reformed and regulated has crept back in. So the Rastafari Nine must again preach. Hence, His Majesty says, as the savants preach with diligence, the hopeless mourning for a dead person has gradually eased. Her His Majesty said right there, he says, hence, as the savants preaching with diligence, the hopeless mourning for a dead person has gradually ceased. There's a sixth point here, just briefly. As we were convinced that we had the responsibility to protect the church, as a good husband protects his wife, as we were convinced that we had the responsibility to protect the church and to see that the laws given to her were firmly kept, lest her faith be shaken, we granted one day each week on which the savants and doctors might approach us and draw attention personally to all the difficulties of the church. Consequently, the problems of the church gradually east. And it goes into a draft regulation concerning land. We'll keep that right there for a forward, forward, forward. So here, just the overview right here. We connect this with what it says here in the Rastafari reasoning, I sabbatical reasoning. The people, Jah people, were warned not to worship Jehovah, Yahuwah, Exiavia, the sustainer, as they saw fit, but only as directed by the law, by HaTorah. Self-inflicted wounds on the body or head as a sign of mourning was prohibited. Next point here, just two more brief points here, brothers and sisters, and right up the seventh aliyah here for this 47th sabbatical. See? The laws of Kashrut. The laws of Kashrut. Kashrut is what Hebraically, the kosher laws. Now, there's a note right here, while we read the covering of guests. And the covering of guests, when the son of King Solomon and the queen of Sheba, the queen of the south, returned to Tobia, to Ethiopia, with the 12,000 firstborn sons, 1,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel, one of the first things that was done was the priest stepped forward with the ark, and they proclaimed the 10 words, the 10 commandments, and they proclaimed the levity, what we call the levity, the Levitical, some would say the dietary, right? But we're bonfire on diet, levet, the levity laws. Isn't that interesting? That when the son of King Solomon and the queen of the south, Negis Makeda, when he returned with the Ark of the Covenant and the 12,000 firstborn sons, 1,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel, the Levites stepped forward and they proclaimed to the people of Tobia, of Ethiopia, the 10 words, the 10 commandments. Remember the nation that accepts and follows this, that His Majesty says? They proclaim the 10 words, the 10 commandments, and they proclaim the clean and unclean foods, the laws of Kashrut. The identifying signs for kosher animals, fish, and birds was repeated. Now, there's a note right here because some of us as Rastafari, when we read over, we hear about eating deaders and eating flesh, and ones might choose not to do so. That is in one's power not to do so. But the fact is that among the people that Jah people must rule and regulate this whole earthly plane, we have to have rules for those who do and those who don't do. So the laws of Kashrut, identifying signs for kosher animals, fish, and birds, was repeated. And they were repeated by the son of King Solomon, the queen of the south, the queen of Sheba. Okay, we're trying to grab our copy. It might be in the next room. We'll get into that hopefully as we move forward. So stay tuned. So right here, Moses, Moshe Rabbeinu, then provided instructions about tithing. Even the whole matter about tithe is so very interesting. There's more than one tithe. There's more than one tithe. There's a tithe for the poor. There's a tithe for the priest. There's more than one tithe. There's also a tithe that ones and ones keep in their house and that they bring forward, right? They bring forward and they eat in the holy city, the holy place. Did the church pastor and preacher tell you about that? So you've been told to give all your tithes to church, but there's a certain tithe that ones keep up for the time that they go to Yerushalayim, the holy city, the place, the makom, the spot where Shemo Sham, his name is set there. And either they bring everything, if it's too much for them to carry, convert it into money. So their tithes can be money. I hear somebody say, oh, the tithes are just animals. And you're not reading well enough and studying. There is a tithe, right? Different types of tithes. There's more than one tithe. But then, as it said, you know, in let's just go here quickly, because we have to elaborate on it. Otherwise, it might just turn to just mush. for a moment, right? Here in chapter 14 of Deuteronomy, verse 22, thou shalt surely tithe all the increase of thy seed. Does everyone tithe? According to this right here, only those who are landholders. Because if you work for somebody else, what you're going to tithe? That's not your seed. That belongs to the master. Thou shalt truly tithe all the increase of thy seed that the field bringeth forth shana by shana. And thou shalt eat before Jehovah thy power in the place that he shall choose to place Shemo Sham, his name, the Hashem Veya. The tithe of the corn, of thy corn, of thy wine, of thy oil, and the firstlings of thy herds and of thy flocks, that thou mayest learn. See, we do this and we learn by doing, that thou mayest learn to reverence or respect Jehovah, thy power always. And if, verse 24, Deuteronomy 14:24, and if the way be too long for thee, so that thou art not able to carry it, or if the place be too far from the eye, that Jehovah Eloheka, thy power, shall choose to set Shemo Sham, the Hashem there, the name, his name there, when Jehovah thy power hath blessed thee, verse 25, then shalt thou turn it into money and bind up the money in thine hand and shall go to the place, Hamakom, the spot that Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah, he will be thy power, shall choose. And thou shalt bestow that money for whatsoever thy soul lusteth after. Let's pause here because people might read that. What? Soul. Yeah, whatever she lusts after. The soul is feminine in mind and woman, but it's speaking to the mind here. Whatever your soul longeth for, right? For mine should lust after his own wife, but not after the next man's wife. So you have to recognize that words have their context. And thou shalt bestow that money for whatsoever thy soul longeth, lusteth after, for oxen or for sheep or for wine or for strong drink or for whatsoever thy soul desireth, whatever she desires, thy soul, thy psyche, thy nefesh. And thou shalt eat thea, listen to Yahuwah Eloheka, before Jehovah thy Elohim. So like wherever the ark, in other words, would be, right? And thou shalt rejoice, thou and thine household. So you bring the whole family and the Levite that is within thy gates. Everyone ideally was supposed to have a Levite, a priest, in thy gates. Thou shalt not forsake him. Thou shalt not forsake him, for he hath no part nor inheritance with thee. The priest or the Levite doesn't have the same inheritance as the rank and file Israelites. His inheritance is Jehovah, is the word, is Torah, is those regulations. Verse 28, it says, at the end of 3 years, thou shalt bring forth all the tithe of thine increase the same year, and shall lay it up within thy gates. And the Levite, because he hath no part nor inheritance with thee, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widows who are within thy gates shall come. So who tithes? It's the one who can trace his pedigree to Israel through his 12 sons. Those are the same ones that Jah called on to be the strike force. But then those men got bummy, the warriors got bummy after the spies, the 10 spies brought back lies, and they got weak-hearted, and they wanted to return to Egypt, and Jah wanted to destroy them, and Moshe plea-bargained, and Jah said a year for a day. Now in speaking to a new generation. And the Levite, because he hath no part nor inheritance with thee, and the stranger, one from another nation, and the fatherless, and the widow who are within thy gates, thy compound, thy gates shall come, and shall eat and be satisfied. Eye libration on the eye, whoever owned the land and brought forth the tithes, the eye libration, the celebrations on the eye. that Yahuwah, and why would we do this? Why would you do this? That Jehovah, thy Elohim, thy power, may bless thee in all the work of thine hands that thou doest. You have to check that out and meditate that right there. Because sometimes ones work hard, and sometimes the blessing might not be there because one is neglecting, you know, the weightier matters of HaTorah, like charity and kindness. Let's go forward. So Moshe then provided instructions about tithing. Every year, a tenth of a farmer's produce was to be given to HaLevi, to the Levite. And additional tithes were to be brought to the permanent worship site, the spot, the makom, in the land. On certain years, the additional tithe was to be given to the poor instead. I heard that some of the Orthodox Yehudi, like the European and other Jews, I heard that some of them don't just give 10%. Some people say they give 22.5%. Now in studying Torah, we know why. On certain years, the additional tithe was to be given to the poor instead. Firstly, the poor of Ainai people. All firstborn cattle and sheep were to be offered to HaKohanim, to the priest. Last part here, and we'll ride up with the seventh Aliyah. The people, Jah people, were to regularly practice charity. Now, it's interesting, there's that love chapter in Corinthians. I think many ones and ones might know of it. There's that love chapter in Corinthians, chapter 13, right? The word charity there, mobeda, and we study this in the Royal Amharic's Magic Bible and in the Hebrew, both from the Greek and also the Hebrew New Testament. That word charity is love. Take note, check. That word charity is love. Some say, I don't believe in charity. You don't believe in love? Love, be love. The people were to regularly practice charity so that no one was made destitute in the land. Yisrael, Israel, was to observe a sabbatical year called the Shemitah every seventh year, where the land was to remain fallow. That means no plowing or whatnot. All debts were to be canceled. All debts among one another of the people of Jah people, the Israelites, were to be canceled. Debts are kept on other nations because they owe more than reparations. And the Israelite indentured servants were to be set free. That means that one could work for another Hebrew or Israelite. If I have land and God's blessed eye and I got ones and ones on my land and a brother, you know, need work, he can work for me for 6 years. But in the seventh year, I was to let him go free. If he didn't save up that much, because I don't know, I'm supposed to give to him freely. But he might say that he really loves to be with me. If that's the case, or if it's a she, you know, maidservant who's a Hebrew, right, a Hebrewess or a Hebrew, then you, according to Torah, take them to the door, right, and basically you give them an airing. And they are to be a perpetual servant, though they are of Ainai people. Now, we can look into Ethiopia, holy Ethiopia, and see this pattern being fulfilled. And when some say, well, His Majesty, he abolished slavery. He abolished the slave trade in the regions of Ethiopia where the Ishmaelites, the Arabs, and other people were snatch-grabbing Ethiopians and our people. And he abolished the slavery or enslavement, the brutal treatment of one's servants, as we showed even in the case of the mourning for the dead. We can show in the three times of the year. We can show in His Majesty's autobiography, the keeping of the Sabbath. We can show you, and you've heard, when His Majesty says, keep the Ten Commandments, and the nation for which he is emperor is one that fulfill the Ten Commandments. But there was a rebellion in Ethiopia. Repent, O Ethiopia. The portion that concludes with Moshe explaining the observance of the three pilgrim festivals, namely Passover, Shavuot, and Sukkot. We got to go here, right here, right here, right here, brothers and sisters. We got to share this right here from His Majesty's autobiography, right? His Majesty's autobiography, chapter 4. Chapter 4 in the autobiography, the chapter that is called About My Appointment to the Governorship of Harar and Its Province, circa 1910. Near the end of the chapter, His Majesty has an awaj. Awaj is a proclamation. And in this awaj, we're going to zoom right into the highlighted portion we have here. He says, hitherto, work on the Sabbath was forbidden. Now you will, in fact, be punished when found working on the Sabbath. It's in chapter 4 of the autobiography, page 40, in the Amharic of the autobiography, page 22. Hitherto, work on the Senbet, the Shabbat, was forbidden. Now, you will, in fact, be punished when found working on HaShabbat, working on the Senbet. Near the end of the proclamation, the translator, Edu Umdorf, has right here, for three annual festivals, translated His Majesty's writing, for the three annual festivals. What does it say right here? The portion concludes with Moses explaining the observance of three pilgrim festivals. Chant. For three annual festivals, for Mezcal, for Lidet, and for Fasica. Translated here as Mezcal, Christmas, and Easter, but then we looked into the Amharic original, and it has Mezcal, Lidet, and Fasica. He says to the local ones, the governors and ones who are ruling in that area, receive $2 each in lieu of castrated goats. So instead of getting a castrated goat, His Majesty said, receive $2 in lieu of that. But beyond this, you will not receive anything. And this was written on the 21st of July, 1913. So here, this corresponds with this Torah portion also found in Orit Zet Se'at. That's the Amharic for Exodus, Exodus chapter 23, verse 14. So here, the portion here concludes with Moshe Rabbeinu explaining the observance of the three pilgrim festivals three times in a year, namely Passover, Fasica, Shavuot, and Sukkot, and Tabernacles, when all the men, the Zakar, all the males, all the men were required to appear Lifnei Yahuwah before Jehovah. Mine are required as obligations that mine, that the men of Yisrael are specifically required to do. Most of the obligations, women can do it, but women sometimes, because of their work, you know, and other things, sometimes cannot. But the man, them, must show up. To whom more is given, more is required. We're going to ride up. Yes, sir. Right.
Imperial Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
Bezikan inya gzat ust lalo hulo yemenenakan.
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Malcolm and Hood, beautifully good first day. Yom HaRishon, Shavua Tov, and beautifully good sabbatical, the sabbatical in the sense of the 7 days to come here, the first day here, the seventh Aliyah right here.
Oh, night.
Jump!
Rastafari.
Jump!
Rastafari.
Shema Yisrael. Yes, I.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, O Israel,
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 Israel. Hear, for the Shabi'i Aliyah, for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh reading, the seventh offering up for this Shabbat Re'ei. Here, picking up the fifth book of Moses, the Hebrew book that is called Deuteronomy chapter 15, here at verse 19, for the Shabi'i Aliyah, for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh reading, the seventh up offering here for this Shabbat Re'ei, 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 Re'ei. Kola Habkora Asher Yiwaleida Bibak Arka Uabez Onaka Ha Zakara Hakadisha la Yahuwah Eloheka Lo Ta'ebora Bibkora Shoreka Lo Hagoza Bikora Soneka. Hear, for the Shabi'i, for the seventh Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. All the firstling males that come of thy herd and of thy flock, thou shalt sanctify la Yahuwah Eloheka to Jehovah the I Elohim. Thou shalt do no work with the firstling of thy bullock, nor shear the firstling of thy sheep. Thou shalt eat it, lifnei Yahuwah Eloheka, before Jehovah the I Elohim, shana shana, year by year, in the makom, hamakom, the place which Yahuwah, Jehovah, shall choose, thou and thy household. And if there be any blemish therein, as if it be lame or blind or have any ill blemish, thou shalt not sacrifice it la Yahuwah Eloheka to Jehovah the I Elohim. Thou shalt eat it within thy gates. The unclean and the clean person shall eat it alike, as the roebuck and as the hart. Only thou shalt not eat the blood, hadam, thereof. Thou shalt pour it upon the ground as water. And hear. Fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy chapter 16. The Passover, HaPesach. Observe the month, the moon of Abib, Abib, and keep HaPesach, the Fasika, the Passover, La Yahuwah Eloheka, to Jehovah the I Elohim. For in the month, the moon of Abib, Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, brought thee, I, forth, Mitzrayim, out of Kemet, out of Egypt, out of Mitzrayim by night. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice HaPesach, the Passover, La Yahuwah Eloheka, to Jehovah the I Elohim, of the flock and the herd, in the place HaMakom, which Yahuwah, Jehovah, shall choose to place Shemo, Shah, his name Veya. Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction. For thou camest forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Kemet, out of the land of Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, all the days of thy life. And there shall be no leavened bread seen with thee in all thy coasts 7 days, neither shalt there anything of the flesh which thou sacrificest the first day at evening remain all night until the morning. Thou mayest not sacrifice HaPesach, the Passover, the Fasica, within any of thy gates, which Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, giveth thee, but at Hamakom, the place which Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, shall choose to place Shemo, his name, in. There thou shalt sacrifice HaPesach, the Passover, the Fasica, at evening, at the going down of the sun, at the season that thou camest forth, Mimitzrayim, out of Kemet, out of Egypt. And thou shalt roast and eat it in Hamakom, in the place which Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, shall choose. And thou shalt turn in the morning and go to thy tents. 6 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread. And on the seventh day shall be a solemn assembly, La Yahuwah Eloheka, to Jehovah, the I Elohim, true good, true God. Thou shalt do no work therein. The Feast of Weeks, verse 9. 7 weeks shalt thou number to thee. Begin to number the 7 weeks from such time as thou beginnest to put the sickle to the corn. And thou shalt keep the Feast of Weeks, La Yahuwah Eloheka, to Jehovah the I Elohim, true good, true God, with a tribute of a free will offering of thine hand, of thy yad, which thou shalt give to Yahuwah Eloheka, according as Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, hath blessed thee. And thou shalt rejoice, lifnei Yahuwah Eloheka, before Jehovah the I Elohim, thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy manservant and thy maidservant and Halewi and the Levite that is within thy gates, and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow that are among you, in Hamakom, in the place which Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, have chosen to place Shemo, his name, Sham, there. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Mitzrayim, in Kemet, in Egypt. And thou shalt observe and do these statutes. And hear, the Maftir. And here we have the Maftir for this Shabbat Re'eh, here at verse 13, corresponding with the reading for the Feast of Tabernacles, here for the Maftir, Chag HaSukkota Ta'eseh Lecha Shib'ata Yamim Be'asipka Mi agar neka Ua mia yika beka. Thou shalt observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days. Chag ha sukota ta'iseleka shibata yamin. After that thou hast gathered in thy corn and thy wine, de asitika miyagarnika uwa miyayika beka. And thou shalt rejoice in thy feast, thou, and thy son, and thy daughter, and thy manservant, and thy maidservant, and Halewi, the Levite, the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow, that are within thy gates. 7 days shalt thou keep a solemn feast, la Yahuwah Eloheka, to Jehovah the Elohim, in Hamakom, in the place which Jehovah shall choose, because Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the Elohim, true God, shall bless thee, I, in all thine increase and in all the works of thine hands. Therefore, thou shalt surely rejoice. The gift of males, here, verse 16. 3 times in a year, Shana, shall all thy males appear, Lifnei Yahuwah Eloheka, before Jehovah, the Elohim, true God, in Hamakom, in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing, the baraka of Yahuwah Eloheka, of Jehovah, the Elohim, true God, which he hath given thee. And here, completing the Torah readings for this Shabbat Re'eh, Kubur L'Alu, Kubur Dinsu, Kubur L'Hailu, glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power, Kubur L'Abinu, L'Melkeinu, glory be to I and I Father, I and I King, Kubur L'Kedamawi, Haile Selassie, glory be to the first power of the Trinity, Be'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Be getachina, be mendhanetachin, be Jesus Christos sim. Amen.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land. Lots of work to be done, oh gosh, in the promised land, in the promised land.
After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said, Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, I and the virtual King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in I and I midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Noten HaTorah. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest I and I the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Jalor. Wa imru. Amen.
Baruch ata Adonai.
John!
Rastafari.
John!
Rastafari.
Baruch ata Yahweh. Eloheinu melech haolam. Asher natan lanu Torat emet. Vaye olam nate vatokanu. Baruch ata Yahweh noten ha-Torah Sheila.
Yes. So the Torah, fulfilling the Torah reading, and now to the Haftarah. The Haftarah is the prophet's reading, or the reading from the prophets. So we have the blessing and the curse for the choice. Choose life, choose the blessing. So here for the Haftarah and the time and the season that we are in, entering the season of repentance. Right, the Rosh Chodesh Elul, right, the new month, the new moon, right. I'd like to share this right here as well with the blowing of the shofar, the ram's horn, and here in I way, Rastafari way, based on the first precepts, like to share this right here for the Rosh Chodesh Elul. Yes, the moon beginning before the new year. Yes, I. Seventh, actually the sundown, the 7th of August, right? 7th of August in the 2021, 7th of August in the 2021 began the new month, the new moon, known Hebraically as Rosh Chodesh Elul, Rosh Chodesh Elul. And this is the 40 days of Teshuvah, repentance, the last moon in the Hebraic and the holy year, ecclesiastically speaking, calendar, as we count from Tishri, right, is called Elul. And this began sundown Saturday, previous light, August 7th, right, this year. Now, traditionally, just go through this basic, but it's very, very important, especially as we move forward to Aliyah to the land. Rosh Chodesh Elul, it marks the beginning of a 40-day, what's known as the season of repentance, the season of Teshuvah. Teshuvah, ancient pointing, modern pointing, Teshuvah. That culminates on the solemn holy day, holiday of Yom HaKippurim. According to Torah HaKippurim in the modern Hebrew, Yom Kippur. Difference, the day of a atonement. Scripture says Yom HaKippurim, the day of the atonement or the coverings. The month of Elul is therefore a time that set aside each Shana, each year, to prepare for what's known as Yamim Noraim, the days of dread, the days of awe, Nora. One of the attributes of he who be who he be, he is Hanora, he is the dreadful one. So here the days, Yamim Noraim, days of awe, the days of dread. By getting I, aritical spiritual bite, house in order. During this time, this I make additional efforts to repent, to turn from astray ways as we examine I hearts and minds, to turn, shuv, toward Hailahim, towards the power, the true good, the true God. In the Judaic tribe and tradition, these 40 days are sometimes called the Yemei Ratzon, Yemei, the days of Ratzon. Ratzon is favor, the days of favor, Ratzon, also related to will. The days of his will, the days of his favor. Since it was during this time, this Iowa, that Yahuwah, Jehovah, he forgave the Israelitish nation after the uckery of the molten calf, falsely called the golden calf, after that uckery. Some of the sages, they liken these 40 days here, beginning in this season at the 7th of the moon, you know, of August, this time right now, they liken the 40 days, the sages. The sages liken the 40 days to the number of days it takes for the human fetus to be formed within the womb, within the mother's matrix. So we have Rosh Chodesh Elul, the Baraka, the blessing, a basic simplified Baraka form of the blessing, is recited to ask Jehovah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, to help the I prepare for the month of Elul and the 40-day season of repentance, season of Teshuvah. The Baraka, Yehir Ratzon Melfaneka Adonai Eloheinu Velohei Avoteinu Shete Chadei Sha'aleinu Chodesh Tov Ba'adunenu Yeshua HaMoshia Amen. May it be your will, Jehovah, he who be, we be our power, the power of our patriarchs, fathers, that you renew for I, that the I renew for I a good moon, a good month in our master, Ba'adunenu Yeshua HaMoshiach, Yeshua, the Messiah. Amen. I admit, true and faithful witness. So now, with the blowing of the shofar, that's also connected, beginning on the Rosh Chodesh Elul, this last month in the season, right here before we come to the seventh month, scripturally speaking, the seventh month. So we have two new years, one ecclesiastical, churchical, and one civil. This also corresponds to a five-day difference this year between the solar, roughly 5-6 days, Pagume, difference between the solar, Ethiopia, Kingdom of God, New Year, and the Yehudi, the Rosh Hashanah, here in this season. So beginning on Rosh Chodesh Elul, the sixth, right, moon, and continuing until the day before Rosh Hashanah, in the scriptures called the Day of Trumpets, it is customary to blow the shofar, the ram's horn, every day except for Shabbat. This practice was adopted in the ancient times to help I awaken for the coming high, holidays, Isla days. The custom is first to blow what's known as the tekiah. The tekiah is the long single blast. And that long single blast of the ram's horn, that is the sound of HaMelech, the king, the Negus, even Negus and Neges coronation. So the first blow of the ram's horn, called the tekiah, is a long single blast, the sound of the king's coronation. That's followed by what is called the shabarim, the breakers. There's three short, wail-like blasts. This signifies repentance, the shabarim, the breakers, three short, wail-like wailers, wailing blasts, signifying teshuvah, repentance, followed by the teruah. The teruah is several short blasts of alarm. The alarm, ring the alarm, the teruah, several short blasts of alarm. This is to awaken ha-nefesh, to awaken her, to awaken the soul in I and we. And to close, we have the tekiah ha-gadol, the big tekiah. It's a long final blast. So here, touch on that a little bit more right here within the time here. Those who are listening to the live stream, it's advisable to hear it now or catch up the replay. Call in. So we have right here. Let me see the clip right here to share just a quick hear of that so we become wise to the sound of the ram's horn, especially the first blast, the tekiah, which signifies the king, even the king of kings, the coronation, recognize the season. So here. Listen, Sima. Right? First the tekiah, a long single blast, the sound of the king, Amelech, Hamelech, Negus, Neges, coronation, followed by the breakers, the shabarim, three short whale-like blasts signifying repentance. That's followed by the teruah, several short blasts of alarm, ring the alarm to awaken her nefesh, the soul, the psyche, to awaken her. And to close with the tekiah ha-gadol, the big tekiah, a long final blast. So here we're in the last Shabbat. Hear the shofar. Yahuwah Jehovah call you. Call I and we hear the last Shabbat of the Shana of the year. So coming forward, the sabbatical Haftarah portion, which is the reading from Ha-Nevim, the prophets, Ha-Nevim. Modern Hebrew, they'll say Ha-Nevim. Hanabim, the prophets. This is usually thematically connected with the weekly Torah portion. However, beginning with the fast of the fourth moon, the fourth month, until the end of the Yehudi year, the cycle here, the connection, it changes. First, I always read three prophetic portions of rebuke. Always read word, sound, and power, three prophetic portions of rebuke leading up to the fast day of the Tisha B'Av, to the ninth of the month of the Father B'Av, Ab Father, or the fifth moon, the ninth of the fifth moon, the nine of the five. Then following the Tisha B'Av and for the next seven Shavuos, weeks, strongs, leading up to Rosh Hashanah, the new year right there. We have the new year, which is the day in the scripts that corresponds to the Feast of Trumpets. We read selections of comfort that foretell the future redemption of Jah people and the coming messianic age, the messianic era, the Adis Zemen. Now here we have the third corresponding with the 47th sabbatical the third of the 7 weeks, the seven strongs of comfort leading up to Rosh Hashanah is called Aniyah So'ara means all afflicted and storm-tossed ones. Aniyah So'ara, all afflicted. Aniyah, one who is like down-pressed in a sense. Aniyah Anna, right? So'ara is like storm, come from the root of Hebrew root storm, storm-tossed ones. Pick up with Yeshaya. Isaiah chapter 54, verses 11 to 55 and 5. That reminds Jah people of Ha'el, of Ha'elahim, his eternal and unconditional covenant of Shalom. Indeed, of Jah people it is said, quote, no weapon that is fashioned against you, against I shall succeed, shall prosper. And the eye shall refute every tongue that rises up against you, against the eye and I in judgment. Therefore, Jehovah invites Jah people to drink from the waters of life. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear that your soul may live, that she may live, and I will make with you an everlasting berit olam, an everlasting covenant. It's interesting when they say that for Jah so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. This is to fulfill this word here, because the world, loving the world is really, he loves the everlasting, the eternal. And speaking of this covenant, the Brit Olam, my steadfast, Jah says, my steadfast, sure love for David, for David. We have Isaiah chapter 55:3, Luke chapter 1, verses 68 to 75, Acts of the Apostles chapter 13, verse 34. Note, however, that when this Shabbat occurs on the new moon of Elul, some read Isaiah chapter 66, verse 1 to 24 instead. Now, we see that we're kind of right here. So we might have to ride up with that just a fuller full. Note this also, Rosh Hashanah, which corresponds to the, was it the fifth of the seven appointed feasts, the Mo'edei Yahuwah, the Feast of Jehovah, or the Day of Trumpets. Rosh Hashanah basically is another name for the Day of Trumpets, Yom Teruah. We'll begin in about five Shabuas, five strong, 5 weeks, Monday, September 6th at sundown. So that's the lunar right there. And then we have the connection with the solar, September 11th. Interesting. The difference between the dates right there would be the Pagome, the 5 days, 13 months, the 13th moon, the five, leap year, 6 days. During this time, this Iowa leading up to the Isla days, it's customary to engage in what's known as soul searching. In Hebrew, the cheshbon, the counting, ha-nefesh, the counting of the psyche, the counting of the soul, account for her. And to derive comfort that ha-el, ha-el, the power, ha-elahim, is forgiving and loving to those who truly, sincerely turn from their stray ways to him, to Yahweh, truth and life. Jah people, sages, they chose the seven haftarot of comfort to encourage us, I and I, to make I and I hearts ready for the upcoming Isla Day season. Yes, I, the reason for the season. And here, the bracha before the reading of the haftarah, we have Isaiah chapter 54, verses 11 to 55 and 5, probably right up. With the Isaiah 66, since this corresponds with the Shabbat time right here, the new month, the new moon. Yes, I, Rastafari. Braka, blessing.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu, melech haolam, asher bachar b'nebiim tobim, veratzah b'debrehim, haneamarim ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai, Habocher Batorah Ubmoshe Abdo Ube Israel Ammo Ube Nebiei Haemet Watelik. Blessed art I, Adonai Eloheinu, Eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses his servant, and Israel his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is due for help.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 54, verse 11 to 55:5. Blessed Ma'ab, let my Professor Kadus Ahadu Amlak. O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors, and lay thy foundations with sapphires. And I will make thy windows of a gate, and thy gates of carbuncle, and all thy borders of pleasant stone. And all thy children shall be taught of Yahweh, Buruku, and great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, the Issa, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh, and their righteousness is of me, saith Yahweh. Chapter 55, verse 1. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that have no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently to me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come to me. Hear, Shema, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of Dawid. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run to thee because of Yahweh, that Elohim, Buruku. and for the Holy One, the Kedush on the Israel, the Holy One of Israel, for he have glorified thee. Amen. Glory to him, word, sound, and power. King of kings, Kedemari, Haile Selassie, Jah Rastafari, the Almighty.
The whole place is due for
so here, brothers and sisters, those listening to the live stream, calling, if you will, 515-602-9761. We have like seven minutes counting down. Don't want to miss the full of this or catch it on the replay. Definitely catch it on the replay. So here, as was said in the reasonment here, on this Haftarah, that take note that when this Shabbat, it occurs on the new moon of Elul, right here, the sixth, right, you know, new moon, right, when it occurs, right, that Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 66, verse 1 to 24, is read. So here, had to grab the Hebrew right here, book of Yeshaya, Isaiah, prophet Isaiah, chapter 66. So we're going to begin off reading, B'Shem Ha'av Ha'Bein Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, Echad, the One. So here, Yeshaya, Samech Vav, Samech Vav, chapter 66, chapter LXVI. And this chapter here in the Schofield is subscribed as Kingdom Baraka, the Kingdom Baraka, the Ivine Government Baraka, blessing continue, right here. Bebrit, in the Hebrew, Kohamar Yahuwah, Hashemayim Akisai, Weha'aretza Hedoma Raglai, Eze Bayita Ashera Tivnu Li, Weze Makoma Me Nuchati. Here, Targum translation. Thus saith Yahuwah Jehovah, Kohamar Yahuwah, heaven is my throne, Hashemayim Kisai, and the earth is my footstool, Weha'aretza Hedom Raglai. Where is the house that ye that y'all may build to me? Where is the house that ye build to me, to I? Eze bayit asher tivnu li, and where is the place that may be my resting place? Where eze makom menuchati? For all those things hath mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith Yahuwah Jehovah. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, contrite eyed, and trembleth at my word. He that killeth an ox is as if he slew a man. He that sacrificed the lamb as if he cut off a dog's neck. He that offers an oblation as if he offered swine's blood. He that burneth incense, Ishans, as if he blessed an idol. Yea, they have chosen their own ways, and their soul, she delighteth in their abominations. I also will choose their delusions, and will bring their fears up on them, because when I called, no one did answer. When I spake, they them did not hear. But they did evil before mine eyes, and chose that in which I delight not. Hear the word of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, y'all that trembled at his word. Your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, make Jehovah be glorified. But he shall appear to your joy, and them shall be ashamed. A voice of noise from the city, a voice from Ha-Hekal, the temple, a voice from Yahuwah, from Jehovah, that rendereth recompense to his enemies. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a land child. Who have heard such a thing? Who have heard such a thing? Who have seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Shall I bring to birth and not cause to bring forth? Saith Yahuwah, Jehovah, shall I cause to bring forth and shut the womb? Saith thy Elohim power. Rejoice, y'all, with Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, and be glad with her. All y'all that love her, rejoice for joy with her. All y'all that mourn for her, that y'all may suck and be satisfied with the breast of her consolations, that y'all may milk out and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. For thus saith Yahuwah, Jehovah, behold, I will extend shalom, peace, to her like a river, and the glory of the Goyim, the Gentiles, the nations, the international community, like a flowing stream. Then shall y'all suck, y'all shall be borne upon her sides, and be dandled up on her knees. As one whom Imo, his mother in Natu, comforted, so will I comfort you, and ye and y'all shall be comforted, be Yerushalayim in Jerusalem, Arasalam. And when ye y'all see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bones shall flourish like an herb. And the hand of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, shall be known toward his servants, and his indignation, and his indignation, and his indignation toward his enemies. For behold, Yahuwah, Jehovah, will come with Ash, Issat, fire, and with his chariots like a whirlwind, to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire and his rebuke with lava ash, flames of fire. For the ash by fire and by his sword will Yahuwah, Jehovah, plead with all flesh, and the slain of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, shall be many, shall be enough. They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens, behind one tree in the midst, eating swine's flesh, and the abomination and the mouse, shall be consumed together, saith Yahuwah, saith Jehovah. For I know their works and their thoughts. It shall come that I will gather all nations all nationalities, all the nation states and tongues, and they shall come and see Kabodi, my glory, and I will set a sign among them, and I will send those that escape of them to the nations, to Tarshish, Spain, Pul and Lud, that draw the bow, to Tubal and Yawan and Javan, to the isle afar off, that have not heard my fame, neither have seen Kabodi, Kabre, my glory. And they shall declare Kabodi, my glory, Kabre, among the Gentiles, the nations, the heathen, the nation states. And they shall bring all your brethren for an offering, La Yahuwah, to Jah, over out of the nations, up on horses and in chariots and in litters and upon mules and upon swift beasts to my Isla mountain, Yerushalayim, saith Jehovah, as the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, bring an offering in a clean vessel to the Beit Yahuwah, to the house of Jehovah. I will also take of them for Kohanim, priests, and for Lewim, Levites, saith Yahuwah, saith Jehovah. For as the new heavens and the new earth that I will make shall remain before me, saith Yahuwah, saith Jehovah, so shall your seed, your race, and your name, your Shem, remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon, Chodesh, to another, and from one Shabbat to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, before I, saith Yahuwah, saith Jehovah. And they shall go forth forward and look up on upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me. And their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire, Esat, be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring to all flesh. Kaburlakalu, kaburladinsu, kaburlachailu. Glory be to the word. Glory be to the sound. Glory be to the power. Kaburlabino, la melkeno. Glory be to our Father, our King. Kaburlakadamawi, Haile Selassie. Glory be to the might and the power of the Trinity. Veshem Yeshua HaMashiach. In the name of Yeshua, the Messiah.
Selassie is the Messiah, O Father.
So here, the Brit Chadasha, the new covenant, the Hadish Kidan, the Adis Kidan, the new covenant, reading and feeding right here. But first, Baraka, blessing.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Natan Lanu, Moshiach Yeshua, Wehabarut, Sheh Habarik HaChadasha. Baruch atah Adonai. Notain Habarit Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
The Brit Chadasha Chadish Kidan reading for RSS number 47, Re'eh, Si, from the Gospel of John, chapter 7, verse 37 through 52. We begin B'Shem Ha'ab, with Habin, with Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the One. John, chapter 7. The great prophecy concerning the Holy Spirit for power. Verse 37, Lamed Zain. Verse 38, Lamed Chet. Verse 39, Lamed Tet. Wayhi bayom ha'acharon ha'gadol bechag wayamod Yeshua wayikra hoy kol tzameya leku alai ushtu ha'ma'amin bi kibar ha'ketuv mikerpo yizlu nachale mayim chayim kazo deber al ha'ruach asher tanach al ha'ma'aminim bo. Ki od lo nishfak ruach hakodesh beterem lukach Yeshua achar kabod. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Yeshua, Jesus, stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He that believeth in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, that they who believe in him should receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because that Yeshua was not yet glorified. The people divided in opinion. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard the saying, said, Of a truth, this is the prophet. Others said, This is HaMashiach, this is the Christ. But some said, Shall Mashiach come out of Galilee? Hath not the scripture said that Mashiach cometh of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was? So there was a division among the people because of him. And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. And then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said to them, Why have ye not brought him? And the officers answered, Never man spake like this man. Then answered them the Pharisees, Are ye also deceived? Have any of the rulers of the Pharisees believed in him? But this people, who knoweth not the law, are cursed. Nicodemus saith to them, He that cameth to Yeshua by night, being one of them, does our law judge any man before it hear him and know what he doeth? They answered and said to him, Art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee arises no prophet. Kabur lakalu, kabur ladimtu, kabur lakhailu, kabur lakeramawi, chayle salase, be Jesus Christos sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power, glory to Abinu, Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Exiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus
Christos. This is Psalm 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana, trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The world and they that
the world
therein.
And they that dwell therein. For he had found it upon the sea.
He had founded it on the sea.
And established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jah?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands
and
a pure heart,
and
who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor scorned his people. He hath received the blessing from Jah Jah and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him the most high God.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Lift up your head, O ye gates. And be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory?
I say who?
Emperor Haile Eyes,
the
last eye.
Yes, 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 Psalm 24, the first day psalm, the evening psalm for the first day standing psalm, Psalm 24, and we also have 144, Sabbath seal psalm, right here, 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 let's ride up, ride up, here, the dove of the Nazarene, Psalm 144, the sealing of the Sabbath, and also it's a blessing for the work of I and I hands and the Shavuah in the 7 days to come forward.
Psalm 144.
Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children whose mouth speaketh vanity and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Solomon Jabi right there, the dub of the Nazarene. Yes, I am the Scorby superimposed on that. And we also have Psalm 67, which contains a adaptation of the priestly blessing also. Hear, hear, hear.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Shall fear him, 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 shall fear him.
Yahuwah, Eloheinu, bless the eye, keep the eye, cause his face to grace, shun the eye, and I and I. Give I and I Yeshua, shalom, glory be the King.
Bless you. We find your peace, our unapprovable. God bless you for coming to the show tonight. God bless your day, today, today. God bless you. 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 God bless you.
And look, 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 look more right here, here, here. I'd like to share that reference to the 10 words and to the Liberty Code called the Dietary Code, based on what the son of King Solomon and Queen of Sheba, Menelik, David II, also known as Ibn Hakim, the son of the wise man, the stone of the wise, Ibn Hakim, and Bina Lechem. His names, right here, here, here. Earth is Jehovah, earth is the Lord, right here, here, here.
Unto the King of Kings.
Sonic Midnight right there, Yes, I, Ake Becca, God bless his soul, may he rest in grace, rise in glory. Brother Vaughn right there, sound like him, Earth is the Lord. Just love that dub right there. Corresponds to the first day, Psalm 24. Here on the KOK, King of Kings Kingdom, KOK building, Kingdom building preview. Here,
Test your knowledge. What is the King of Kings Kingdom, and from where does it rule? Who rules in the kingdom, and who are its subjects? How has the King of Kings assured us that his kingdom is a reality? When did the appointed times of the nations begin and end?
Yes. It's interesting that in the Midrash for the previous day, Psalm 140, connected with Daniel and the Daniel prophecy, and we know the prophecy, the Ancient of Days, and that stone that's cut out of the mountain without human hands. We see that as a fulfillment even with the Ethiopian World Federation is turning to I&I people over here and giving us a cornerstone of government. But first things first, let's touch on the Kebar Neges, the glory of the kings, just to connect and elaborate on this Torah reading and feeding scene. Seen, sight, see, and the Ra'i, the vision, part of vision, the people are loose living on some translations, perish. So here, zooming in on the cover and the guest on the chapters right here, might not have the fuller full here, have a little less than like a half an hour, right? I were right here, in the grace of this podcast broadcast here for the first day service called the Sunday service for the RSS 47 Re'e. So here we have chapter 41 concerning the blessing, the Bereket, the Baraka of Kings. Chapter 42 concerning the Ten Commandments. Chapter 43 is interesting. We just point to it. If we don't get into full of full, may ones and ones, check out the full of full. And also we have a reprint of the Kebar Neges, Glory of Kings, the Wallace Budge, Queen of Sheba, only son Menelik translation. He received the Star of Ethiopia third class for his work and his labor there from Dagmawi Menelik, from Menelik the second. And here we zoom in on Menelik the first, on David the second, the son of King Solomon and the queen of the south, the queen of Sheba, that Yeshua HaMashiach says the queen of the south shall rise up. She shall rise up. Let's get the verse right here. Let's just bring this out. It's in Matthew's gospel, that connection right here. Some of the ain't right Israelites say, oh, it's just a parable. Well, parable is very prophetic and very strong. Don't sleep on the parables. Right here in Kedus Mateo, St. Matthew, chapter 12 at verse 45, well, actually at verse 42 right here, verse 42, it says, the queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for she came from the uttermost parts of the earth of the land to hear the wisdom, the Hakma in the Hebrew, the Dibeb in the Amharic, the Hebrew Sophia of Shlomo, of Solomon, of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Shlomo, Solomon is here. Here. Kedus Mateo, St. Matthew, chapter 12, verse 42. That's in the section that is subscribed, the sign of the prophet Jonas, or Jonah. Yeshua foretells his death and resurrection. But also in that section from verse 38 to 42, Yeshua gives one sign of Jonah And then he adds a rider, we call like a rider statement in law, a rider statement like to the bill, a bill being passed or something being legislated. The rider statement is concerning the Queen of the South rising up in the judgment with this generation. Now, we know that the kingdom was taken from Yisrael after the Israelites, the Yehudi, the Judeans had rejected the Moshiach, the word become flesh, was taken and was given to a nation that was bearing the fruits thereof. And we have this in the scripture. We have this in the scripture right over here in Matthew's gospel, where it says that the kingdom would be taken and would be given to a nation bearing the fruits thereof. We see that to be Ethiopia, Tobia, for the past, 2,000 or so years until they reviled the king. And then the kingdom has returned to Yisrael here in the wilderness, a new name, precious name, Rastafari, I and I. So the kingdom is actually in I and I hands. Now we have to grow in grace to be able to administrate it according to his will, according to his will. So here, let's get into this right here for a little time that we have right here. Just looking through the scripts right here. Yes. Here we go. It's Matthew's Gospel, chapter 21, verse 43. Well, actually, let's go from verse 42 to verse 44. Yeshua saith to them, who was he speaking to? He's speaking to the Yehudi, the black Yehudi, the Jews, the Israelites, Judeans in the first century time. Yeshua, Jesus, Isaac said to them, did y'all never read in the scripture? The stone that the builders rejected, the same has become Harosh, the Ras, the head of the corner. This is Adonai's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Didn't you ever read that? Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of Hailahim of the power shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it shall grind him to powder. Now recall the prophecy of the Ancient of Days in Daniel, the stone that was cut out of the mountain without human hands. So it was not by human will. And we have a testimony to that connection, that's the cover of Neges. And also to point out Bernard Lehman's book concerning the Queen of Sheba cycle, very important study. But here, I'd like to zoom in on chapter 41, 42, and point to 43 and 44. 43 is how the men of the army of Israel receive their orders. Chapter 44 is how it is not seemly thing. It's not a seemly thing, not a seemly thing to revile the king. That's what happened circa 1974-75 with the godless and creeping coup against Kadamawi, Haile Selassie, against his divine majesty. That's why it's Ainai Rastafari that's been flying the banner, going through the persecution for his name and for the kingdom's sake ever since. Now, also chapter 88, how he himself related to his mother, how they made him king. This is concerning Menelik, the first Kadamawi Menelik, the first Menelik. Also, he's known as Dagmawi David or David II, Baina Lechem and Ibn Hakim. And chapter 89, very, very important, how the queen talked, how the queen, Negis Makeda, how she talked to the B'nai Yisrael, to the sons of Israel. Please read on chapter 90, how Azariah, how he praised the queen and her city. So here, first thing first, concerning the Baraka, the blessing of kings, Malachi. Hearken now to the Baraka, the blessing that shall come upon thee if thou wilt do the will of Hailahim, of the power of the Gziavihir, the sustainer, the Lotusib Hat. To him be the praise. Thou shalt be blessed in all thy ways. Blessed shall thou be in the city. Blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shalt thou be in thy house. Blessed shalt thou be outside it, and blessed shall be the fruit of thy belly. And those who were gathered together said, Amen. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy land. Amen. Blessed shall be the fountains of thy waters. Amen. Blessed shall be the fruit that thou hast planted. Amen. Blessed shall be thy cattle runs and the flocks of thy sheep. Amen. Blessed shall be thy granaries and thy barns. Amen. Blessed shalt thou be in thy coming in. Amen. Blessed shalt thou be in thy going forth. Amen. Now, in the Amen, a lot of people tell you about some idols in Egypt and all that nonsense, but what they don't recognize is that the primordial language, that Afro-Shemitic Hebrew, and the, you know, is the binder of the language. Amen means to lean upon, one meaning of it. It means to admit as truth. In Amharic, if I say Aminalo, Amen, Alo, Amen, Amen, I say Alo. That means I admit, or in the translations, I believe. As we have the Amen is one of the names of Yeshua, of Jesus Christos, that we have in Revelation, if we correct, chapter 3, verse 14, the true and the faithful witness. So when we say Amen, not Amen, but Amen, to the blessings, we receive it. We receive it. You know, it's how we receive it, by admitting in it. Continue. And Hailehim, the power of Xavier, shall bring to thee thine enemies who have risen up against thee, and they shall be tried and small beneath thy feet. Amen. And Hailehim, Xavier, shall send his barakah, his blessing, on thy houses and on everything to which thou hast put thine hand. Amen. And Hailehim, Xavier, shall multiply for thee good things, namely children of thy body, produce of thy land, and births among thy flocks and herds. Amen. And in the land that he swore to give thy fathers, thy patriarchs, he will give thee according to the days of Shemaim, the heavens. Amen. And Hailehim, Xavier, the sustainer, shall open for thee the storehouse of the blessing, the bereket of the Shemayat, Shemaim, the heavens, the place of the celestial waters, and he shall give thee blessed rain and shall bless the fruit of thy labor. Amen. Thou shalt lend to many peoples, but thou shalt not borrow. Amen. Thou shalt rule over many nations, nationality, but them shall not rule over thee. I. Amen. And Hailehim, Xavier, shall set thee at the head, at the ras, at the rosh, and not at the tail. And thou shalt be at the top and not at the bottom. Amen. And thou shalt gather together of every bereket, every baraka, blessing of the land for thy flocks and herds. And thou shalt take the spoil of the nations for thine army. And they shall bow down to thee, to the face of the earth, to thy sovereignty, because of the greatness of thy glory. Thine honor shall rise up like the cedar and like the morning star. And like the morning star, again, thine honor shall rise up like the cedar and like the morning star. The atbiya kokev, the brilliance of thy glory shall be before all the nations and nationalities of the earth, the Goye Haaretz, and before every tribe of thy people, Yisrael. For Hailehim, the power, Xavier, the sustainer, shall be with thee in all thy ways, and he will perform thy will in everything that thou determinest. And thou shalt inherit the countries of thy enemy. And the greatness of thy people shall be praised, Isis, because of the greatness of thine awesomeness, thy dreadfulness, and because of the multitude of thy soldiers. and all those who do not perform the will of Hailahim, of the power of Exiavia, will fear thee because thou dost do his will and dost serve him. And therefore he will give thee great majesty in the sight of those who see thee eye. Their hearts shall tremble before the bridle of thy horses and the quiver of thy bow and the glitter of thy shield, and they shall bow down to the face of the earth, for their hearts shall be terrified at the sight of thy majesty. And when those who are in the mountains see thee afar off, they shall come down to the plain. And those who are on the seas and in the deep waters shall come forward, so that Yahuwah Jehovah Exiavir may bring them into thy hand, because they have transgressed the command of Hailahim of the power. And thou, when thou doest his will, shall receive from him everything for that thou hast asked. For if thou lovest him, he will love thee, aye. And if thou keepest his commandment, he will grant thee, aye, the petition of thy heart. And everything that thou seekest, thou shalt receive Kabbalah from him. For he is Hatov Melkamu. He is the good. The good thou shalt receive from him. For he is the good one to the good, and the compassionate to the compassionate. And he doeth the will of those who fear, who reverence, who respect him. And he giveth a reward to those who wait patiently for him. Be patient in respect of wrath. And at the end, he will make thee to rejoice. Love righteousness, and he will make life to blossom for thee, aye. Be a good man to the good, and a reprover to the uckers, a reprover of sinners. And put aside the ratchetness, the wickedness of the evil man by rebuking and correcting him. And condemn and disgrace the evil man who doeth violence to his neighbor in the court of law. And do justice to the poor man and to the orphans, and release them from the hand of him that doeth them wrong. And deliver him that is forsaken and the man who is in misery, and release him from the hand of him that causeth him to suffer. Judge not with partiality, and have no respect of persons, but judge righteously. When thou undertakest to judge, love not gifts, love not gubo, bribes, and accept not persons, and admonish thy governors, thy judges, the shoftim, that they may be free from the taking of gifts or of bribes in them heart gubo, and that they accept not the persons of their friends or of their enemies or of rich or poor in giving judgment, and they shall surely judge their neighbors in righteousness and with just judgment. Chapter 42, concerning the Ten Commandments, as we've heard from His Majesty Gurmawi Nagus Neges Karmawi Haile Selassie HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem. And hear y'all, Shema'u Yisrael, that which Hailahim, the power, commandeth you to keep. He saith, Hani Anoki Yahuwah Loheka, I be he who be we be thy power, who hath brought thee out of the land of Mitzrayim and out of the house of bondage. There shall be no other Elohim beside me, and thou shalt not make any Elohim power that is graven, and no God, no Elohim that is like what is in the heavens above, or in the earth beneath, or in the waters which is under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down to them, and thou shalt not serve them. Ki ani Yahweh Eloheka El Kana, for I be he who be, we be thy power, a zealous power, a jealous power. I am he, Ana, who visiteth the uckery, the sin of the fathers on the children, the sons to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me. And I perform mercy to 1,000 or 10,000 generations of those who love me, who love I and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not swear a false oath in the name of Yahuwah Eloheka, in the name of he who be, we be thy power. For Yahuwah, the power, he who be, we be, will not hold innocent the man who sweareth a false oath, bishmo, in shemo, in his name. And observe the day of the Sabbath sanctified to set it apart, even as Yahuwah Eloheka commanded. 6 days thou shalt do thy work, and on the seventh day, the Shabbat of Jehovah, thy power, thou shalt do no work at all, neither thyself, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy servant, nor thine ass, nor any beast, nor the stranger that abideth with thee. For in 6 days, Chaylehem, the power, made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. And because of this, Chaylehem, the power, blessed the seventh day and declared it free from work. Honor thy father and thy mother so that may be good to thee the many days that thou shalt find in the land that Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah thy power, hath given thee. Thou shalt not go with the wife, the Isha, the Eshet, the Oset of another man. Thou shalt not slay a life or murder. Thou shalt not commit fornication. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his house, nor his land, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his cattle, nor his ass, nor any of the beasts that thy neighbor hath acquired. This is the word that Chaylehem hath spoken, his law, his Torah, and his ordinance, his order. And those who uck up, who sin, who lack, he rebuketh, so that they may not be confirmed in error and may restrain themselves from the pollution wherewith Chaylehem, the power, is not pleased. And this is the thing with which Chaylehem, the power, is not pleased. And it is right that men should abstain from it. No man shall uncover the shame of one with whom he has kinship. Ki ani Yahuwah Eloheikem, for I be he who be, we be your power. The shame of thy father and mother thou shalt not uncover, for it is thy mother. Thou shalt not uncover the shame of thy father's wife, for it is the shame of thy mother. Thou shalt not uncover the shame or nakedness of thy sister who was begotten by thy father or thy mother, whether she was born to him from outside or whether she is a kinswoman of thine. Thou shalt not uncover her shame. Thou shalt not uncover the shame either eyes of thy son's daughter or the shame of the daughter of thy daughter, for it is thine own shame, nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the shame of the daughter of thy father's wife, for she is thy sister, the daughter of thy mother, and thou shalt not uncover her shame. Thou shalt not uncover the shame of thy father's sister, for she is of thy father's house. Thou shalt not uncover the shame of thy mother's sister, for she is of thy mother's house. Thou shalt not uncover the shame of the wife of thy father's brother, for she is thy kin, kinswoman. Thou shalt not uncover the shame of thy son's wife, for she is thy son's wife. Thou shalt not uncover the shame of thy daughter and the wife of thy brother's son, for it is thine own shame. Thou shalt not uncover the shame of thy brother's wife, for it is thy brother's shame as long as thy brother liveth. Thou shalt not uncover the shame of a woman and that of her daughter, nor that of the daughter of her son, nor that of the daughter of her daughter. Thou shalt not cause their shame to be uncovered. It is thy house, and it is uckery. It is sin. Now, right here, 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 this goes on a little bit more right here, here, here. Just looking at the time right here, here, here. Right, got 50 minutes. We're going to scroll ahead just to the 88th chapter. Kindly read chapter 41, 42, the fulfillment, 43, how the men of the army of Israel receive orders, their orders. This is especially for the band of brethren, Rastafari band of brethren, right? And also chapter 44, how it is not a seemly thing to revile the king. What happens when you revile the king? Explains what happened with Ethiopia after the reviling of the King of Kings, the rebellion. No revolution, that was a rebellion. So let's go on to chapter 80, 88, 89, just right here, just going to seal up right here, just to connect this Torah reading and feeding, the A, right, with the covering of guests. In fact, the covering of guests, we call it our Talmud. The Talmud basically means teaching in Hebrew, like them Harkwood, Tim Herit. Disciple is Talmid. We don't want no devil's philosophy, so what we find in any Talmud that doesn't correspond to Torah, we bun it. But the teaching, good teaching is good teaching. Here, 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 in chapter 88, just a quick portion of this, how he, speaking of Menelik, David II, Ibn Hakim, Bain al-Lechem, related to Emo and not to his mother, how they made him Melech, how they made him Nagus. And when these had become silent, there rose up HaKohen, the priest, who gave us the commandments with the fear, the reverence, the respect, the Yerata Elohim, the fear of the power, the reverence, respect of the power. And he shed tears whilst our bodies quaked and our tears flowed down. Chaylehin is indeed without falsehood in our hearts, and he dwelleth in his commandment, and he dwelleth in his commandment, and his commandment is uttered, and it removeth itself not from those who love him and who keep his commandment, and he is with them continually, itinually. And now hearken to the judgment and the Torah, the laws, that the elders and the sons of the mighty men of Yisrael brought, that they wrote before Shlomo HaMelech, Nagu Solomon, King Solomon, and have given to us, to I and I, so that we may not turn aside either to the right hand or to the left from what they have commanded I and I. This is where we say the Israelites of Ethiopia. And also they told I and I and made I and I to understand, overstand, that we bear death and life, and that we are like to a man who has fire in his left hand and water in his right hand, and who can put his hand into whichsoever he pleases. For punishment and life are written therein, for those who have done evil, punishment, and for those who have done good, do good, chayim, life. He goes on right here, more in chapter 88, but because of time, we're scrolling to chapter 89, just a portion of this right here, here, here. How the queen, speaking of the queen of the south, that Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, spoke up, how the queen, Queen Makeda, talked to the Bnei Yisrael, talked to the sons, to the 12,000 that came with her son and the son of Solomon. And the queen answered and said to them, not as servants, as ye say, but as a father and a teacher will we treat you. She said to the Israelites, not as servants, as y'all say, but as a father and a teacher will we, I and I, treat you. For y'all are the guardians of HaTorah, the Torah of Hailahim, of the palm of Exavia, and the guides of the commandment of the Elohe Yisrael, the power of Israel, and the men of the Beit El, the Bethel, the Beit El, the house of El, and the guardians of Zion, of Zion, the tabernacle of the Torah of Hailahim. And we do not wish to transgress your commandments, for y'all shall be to us a guide to the path of Hailahim, the power, away from all evil. At your words, we will withdraw from that wherewith Hailahim is not well pleased, and we will draw nigh near to every good thing wherewith Hailahim, Exavia, is well pleased at your commandment. Only do y'all instruct all this people and teach them the words of knowledge. For never before have they heard such things as they have heard this day. It is only those who have understanding and a standing bina in them that chokmah, wisdom, and bina, understanding, illumine like the light of the sun. As for me, up to this present, I have not drunk deeply of the water of da'at, the water of knowledge. Now, it is sweeter than honey, and quencheth the thirst more than wine, and it satisfieth and maketh chokmah, wisdom, to bubble up, and it stimulateth the understanding, the bina, the overstanding, and maketh a man to pour forth word, the barim, like a drunken man, and maketh the unsteady man like one who flieth, and maketh a man as hot as he that carries a heavy load on a difficult road in a parched land that is burning up by the blazing sun. When the hearts of the wise, the hakam, are open to prophecy and to knowledge, da'at, they do not fear the king because of the greatness of his glory. If he turneth himself aside from the way of Hailahim, and mark this, the word of HaTorah, of the law, that hath been uttered, is indeed understanding to those who wish for it, and who drink it in and soak themselves therein. I pray thee, Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael, Jehovah the Elohim of Israel, thou holiest of the holy, Eilahest of the Eilah, grant to me that I may follow chokmah, wisdom, and may not become a castaway. Grant to me that I may make har, a wall to myself, and may never fall down. Grant that I may make her a foundation for me, for I, and may never be overthrown. Grant that I may stand up on her as firmly as a pillar, and may never shake. Grant that I may hide in her and never have her stripped from me. Grant that I may build myself up upon her and may not topple over. Grant that I may become vigorous through her and not suffer from exhaustion. Grant that I may stand through her and may not fall. Grant that I may lay hold up on her and may not slip away. Grant that I may grasp her firmly and may not slide. Grant that I may dwell in her peace, in her shalom. Grant that I may be satisfied at her table and may not vomit, and drink her and not get drunk up on her, and may be satisfied with her and not spit her out. And go forward right here, just to fulfill this chapter here. I says the Queen Makeda, the Queen of the South, the Queen of Sheba. I have drunk of her, but have not tottered. I have tottered through her, but have not fallen. I have fallen because of her, but have not been destroyed, downstroyed. Through her, I have dived down into the great sea and have seized in the place of her depths a pearl, a pearl, a pearl, the lul, the pearl, whereby I am rich. I went down like the great iron anchor whereby men anchor ships for the night on the high sea, and I received a lamp, lighteth me. And I came up by the ropes of the boat of understanding, of overstanding, of being. I went to sleep in the depths of the yam, of the sea, and not being overwhelmed with the water, I dreamed a dream. And it seemed to me that there was a star in my womb, and I marveled thereat, and I laid hold up on it and made it strong in the splendor of the sun. I laid hold upon it, and I will never let it go. I went in through the doors of the treasury of wisdom, of Chokmah, of Wisma, and I drew for myself the waters of Bina, of understanding, of overstanding. I went into the blaze of the lava, the flame of the sun, the Shemesh, and it lighteth me with the splendor thereof. And I made of it a shield for myself, and I saved myself by confidence, effidence, jaffidence therein. And not myself only, but all those who travel in the footprints of wisdom, the footprints of wisdom, of Chokmah, of Tibet, of the Hebrew Sophia, and not myself only, but all the men of my country, the kingdom of Tobia, the kingdom of Ethiopia, and not those only, but those who travel in their ways, the nations that are round about. For Yahuwah Jehovah hath given us seed in Zion and a habitation in Jerusalem, 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 and moreover, there have come to us a portion with those whom he has chosen, the seed of Yaakov, the seed, the race of Jacob, for he hath set his habitation to abide with us, with I and I. From this time forth, this I will forward, they are set down. And from this time, this I will forth forward, we, I and I, are set upright. From this time, this I will forth, they are despised and rejected. And from this time, this I will forth, we, I and I, shall be honored and loved forever and ever and throughout all the generations that are to come. And ye, O noble ones, hearken to me and learn well what cometh forth from my mouth and from my words. Love ye, love y'all what is right, and hate falsehood. For what is right is righteous, and falsehood is the head of iniquity. And ye and y'all shall not use fraud and oppression and downpression among yourselves. Ki hailahem, for the power dwelleth with you, and the habitation of kavodo, of his glory, Kibro, is among you. For ye, for y'all have become members of his household. And from this time, this I will onward, cease y'all to observe your former customs, namely making auguries from birds and from signs and the use of charms and incantations and portents and magic. And if after this day there be found any man who observeth all his former customs, Beito, his house, shall be plundered, and he and Ishto, his wife, and his children shall be conquered, and the Negis, the Malka, Malika, the queen said to Azariah, speak and declare how much thou lovest our lady with her heavenly king. Yes, my brothers and sisters, right here, there's more, but give thanks for trotting and carrying on and abiding with I and I here for Sunday service, Melkam Ehud. Yes, I, Melkam Ehud. It's tempting for good, you know, because Jah don't tempt with no evil. Just a little bit of 90, just to hit the 90. And Azariah praise Malika, Malka in the Hebrew, Negistu, the queen, and her city. And Azariah, the son of Zadok, the priest, Solomon's priest, rose up and said to the Negist, the queen, O our lady, verily, there is no one like to thee in Chokmah, in Wisma, and in Bina, in wisdom and understanding, the which have been given to thee by Hailahim, except Adoni HaMelech, except my lord the king, who hath brought us into this land with our lady Sion, the holy and heavenly tabernacle of the Torah of Hailahim, of the power. Now we and our fathers of olden time have said, Hailahim, the power have chosen none except the house of Yaakov. Us hath he chosen, us hath he multiplied, us hath he held to please him, and he hath made us kings and made us members of his household and counselors of his glory and of the tabernacle of Berito, of his covenant. And as for a country, we say that he hath chosen no country except ours, but now we see that the country of Tobia, of Ethiopia, is better than the country of Yehuda, of Judah. And from the time that we arrived in your country, everything that we have seen hath appeared good, to us. Your waters are good, and they are given without price or payment. And we have ear with our fans, and wild honey is as plentiful as the dust of the marketplace, and cattle as the sand of the sea. And as for what we have seen, there is nothing detestable, and there is nothing malign in what we hear, and in what we walk upon, trod upon, and in what we touch, and in what we taste with our mouth. But there is one matter that we would mention. Y'all are black of face. I know one said black of face. You know, there's also the complexions of black people. Some black people are very dark. Some black people are reddish brown. Some black people are cafe au lait. Y'all are black of face. They never seen one so black and beautiful. And I only mention this because I have seen it. And if Hailahim lighten up your hearts, there's nothing that can do you harm. And withdraw y'all yourselves from meat that dieth of itself, and from blood, and from bodies torn by wild animals, and from fornication, and from everything that Hailahim hateth, so that we may rejoice in you when we see you reverencing Hailahim, respecting the power, and trembling at his word. Even as Hailahim commanded our fathers and said to Moshe, give them commands about everything and tell them to keep my law, my Torah, and my ordinance. Refer to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1. And turn y'all not aside, neither to the right hand nor to the left from that which we command you this day. And now we command you that y'all worship Hailahim, HaKadosh of Yisrael, the Holy One of Israel, and do his good pleasure, for he has rejected our nation, even as our prophets prophesied, and have chosen you. Doth not Hailahim, your creator, belong to all of you? And in what will Hailahim, Exiavia, find it difficult if he loveth us and hateth them. For everything belongeth to him. Everything is his handiwork. And there is nothing impossible for Yahuwah, for Jehovah Elohe Yisrael, the Elohim, the power of Israel. And hearken y'all to his command that I will declare to you. Make no one overcome his fellow by violence. Plunder not the possessions of your neighbors. Y'all shall not revile each other. And y'all shall not downpress each other. And y'all shall not quarrel with each other. And if by chance an animal belonging to your neighbor come among your property, and be not blind to the fact, but make it go back to him. And if ye y'all do not know who is the owner of the property, take care of it for him. And as soon as one has found out to whom it belongeth, return his property to him. And if the property of a neighbor had fallen into a pit or into a well or into a hollow or into a ravine, do not pass on and go not by it until ye y'all have told him and helped him to drag out the animal. And if a man have dug a well or have built a tower or shelter, he shall not leave the well without a cover or the tower without a roof. And if there is a man who is carrying a heavy load, or if the load have slipped from the man who is carrying it, y'all shall not pass on your way until y'all have helped him to lift it up and to lighten it for him. For he is your brother. Ye y'all shall not cook a young animal in the milk of his mother. Ye y'all shall not turn aside the right of the poor and the orphans. Ye y'all shall not accept the person, and ye y'all shall not take bribes, gubo, to turn aside the right and be a false witness. And if y'all find a bird in your land with her young ones, ye y'all shall spear her life and shall not take away her young, so that your days may be long upon the earth and your seed may be blessed with or for length of days. And when y'all reap the harvest of your food, ye y'all shall not be careful to reap all of it. Gather not what is fallen from it. And the sheaves which y'all have forgotten, leave when y'all go back and take them not up, but leave them for the stranger in your city, so that Hailahim and Gazialiher may bless the fruit of your land. And ye y'all shall not work impurity, and ye y'all shall not judge with partiality, and ye y'all shall not deal downpressively with one another in anything, so that y'all may be blessed, and so that the fruit of your land may increase, and so that y'all may be saved from the curse of HaTorah that Chaylahim Exiali have commanded, saying, they shall curse the worker of evil. And he wrote, saying, he who leadeth the blind man out of his path is a curse, and he who addresseth vile words to a deaf or a dumb man is a curse, and he who defileth his father's bed is a curse, and he who beateth his neighbor with fraud is a curse, and he who perverteth justice for the alien so that he may slay innocent blood is a curse, and he who treateth his father or his mother lightly is a curse, and he who maketh a filthy graven image of stone and smelteth metal, the work of a man's hand, and setteth it up and hideth it in his house, Beto, and worships it as a power,